cliffcentral.com.
Good morning. Woo-hoo. Yeehaw. I wasn't sure if Ben was going to be here this morning.
Hello. Hi.
I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you were going to take the day off and play golf again.
Well, that was the reason. Because of that, I'm here, Gareth.
Are you feeling better?
Yeah. Most people take antibiotics and that kind of stuff. I just needed a round of golf and a couple of beers. And look at me now.
Well, that's the cure, huh?
Well, for me it is.
Well, nice. Because I got a message yesterday from Flax who said, oh no, Ben's not going to be here today or tomorrow. He's feeling very sick. And then about 3 hours later, I see a picture of you dressed in blue, buggering around on a golf course.
Buggering around.
Buggering
around.
It's a
perfectly good activity. It was Hannah Quinn's sort of benefit golf day.
Right. Okay, cool.
Though, so not X. He's far from X. The Titans and Proteus player. So it was really cool. Played Stain City. And I just needed the fresh air, Gareth. I needed some sunshine.
I totally
needed some healthy banter. I actually went home on Wednesday because I was
So we're unhealthy banter. Is that what you're trying to say?
No, this is a show. This is very different. This is a higher level. But on Wednesday, I went home and I slept until like 1 o'clock. I was so dead. I thought I was dead. Meowsers thought I was dead. Just started licking my face like I was a hobo in the street.
God, that's bad. When
it
the
was
cat
really
starts,
bad.
Isn't it when the cat licks your face, it means it's preparing to eat you?
Yeah, she was.
She thinks you're going to die.
She was sizing me up for some. Yeah. Philippe Mignon.
There we go.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Sia.
Ew.
So basically, you should be a shaked your way through your illness because he was sick and then he played some golf. And look at him, he's still healthy now.
Yeah.
That's
now
why Gary Player is still alive.
Yeah, no, exactly, Sia. Well spotted.
Gary would not be drinking beer because beer makes you fat.
Yeah, but I've got a faster metabolism than Gary, so I can.
Only for now, Ben. You don't know what he might be able to do in his 90s. You have no idea of how powerful Gary's 90s might be. Ah, sure. Oh, let's take a look at what's happening this morning on the show with Flax. Let's find out what is to be expected on cliffcentral.com in the next 3 hours with producer Mike Flax. Yeah.
Yo, yo. So, today we're going to check in with the latest viral videos in Kalkakio's video hotbox.
Yes.
Also coming in, we have two guys that are actually taking you, Gareth, to Google and wherever else you're going.
Yeah, Google, Facebook, we're going to Silicon Valley, we're going to spend time with a whole lot of really important South Africans over there because, you know, we're completely out of proportion ahead of the curve in Silicon Valley.
And I know we have a lot of questions to ask about the activities you're going to be doing there, the people you're going to be seeing, and they have the answers for us.
That's it.
I want to know if you're going to meet Mark Zuckerberg.
Apparently his desk is just in the middle of the open plan with everyone else.
I heard he's the most chilled out oak ever.
Yeah. I heard that too. But who knows, Flax? You know, he might be in the office, he might not be. We shall see.
So don't forget to take a selfie with him.
No, because that's important.
Otherwise, it didn't really happen.
Yeah, and I don't really want to like sit down and talk to him about his ideas. I'd rather just take a selfie with him.
Mm.
Yeah.
To show the rest of us that you got to take a picture with Mark Zuckerberg.
That's what I don't get. Like, if you bump into someone really interesting, Stephen Hawking, okay, or Barack Obama, or you know, the next president, Hillary Clinton. You bump into her, you have just enough time to ask one really important question, or you have enough time to take a selfie. What do you do? What are you gonna do?
For me, it depends who it is and what I could possibly get from them.
Okay, so then let's make it Oprah for you deliberately.
Oh, if it was Oprah.
Oprah is your religion.
No selfie.
Yeah.
You make an impact so that she goes, ooh, you know, there was something about that person.
Right.
And then she hunts me down, calls me, adopts me.
Have you?
See?
Yeah. Like, because you need a parent, right?
Exactly.
Now.
It always ends in adoption with Sierra and Oprah, doesn't it?
So, yeah, how do your parents feel when they hear you saying you every time?
Because they would have to give you up so that Oprah could have you.
They have to sign some horrible papers.
When I cried when Michael Jackson died, I told them that Michael Jackson was my real father. But they weren't.
Your poor parents.
And I think that was when they first discovered.
Oh, my God.
How awful for them. Here they are. They've put 20 years into this guy. And
yeah,
he wants to
then
throw them
ready to leave.
Cast them aside for Oprah and Michael Jackson.
See, but if it's like President Obama, I know, like, you know, I respect him, have great reverence for, but there's nothing that I want from him, so I'd definitely take a selfie.
Yeah, plus he's on his way out. Yeah,
he's still a great guy.
Celebrities, sure. You want a selfie. I get it. But there are so many interesting people out there who I would much rather try and actually engage with. I mean, you've got a minute with them, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 30 seconds. Everyone's going to get a picture with them, and who cares? Do you really go around other people's timeline and see them with famous people and go, oh, wow, that is so awesome? Probably not. I mean, when I see that, I go, huh, that person desperately wanted a picture with that famous person.
I don't think that's how most people think. Most people will see your picture with whichever A-list, and if it's somebody that they really like as well, they'll be like, oh, damn, I wish I could have had that moment.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's about them.
Mm.
Right. So if you're with someone who's really interesting and you don't make it about everyone else, you're not showing off to the world,
mm-hmm.
and you use that moment to actually connect with that person and you've got a story, isn't that cool?
Much better.
I would rather have that story.
But like, for example, in your case, if it was Diane Kruger.
Oh, look.
Would you rather a selfie?
I would try. I'd try to get her undressed immediately, whatever it took.
Yeah, you see, I was thinking, for me, if it was Common, I would find a way to be impregnated by him in that 30 seconds.
Right there,
and I don't care if it happens in front of the paparazzi, right. The camera's clicking. Find a way, make it happen.
My buddy would be one of those people, just jump on him, just jump his bones.
Bounce.
Immediately. The guy would not know what hit him. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, by the way, speaking of Mabali and love, take a listen to this. This should make your day even more spectacular. She recorded this for us. It's beautiful.
Where was love in there?
There was love. She loves Common. What do you think? It's just lust?
She hungers for him.
She has hunger pangs for him, but yeah. All right, Mabs, here it is. Let's take a listen to this. Don't people love when you sing, and we've been waiting for a long time. We've been waiting a long time for this. Take a listen, everybody. Take it away, my buddy.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
beautiful. Come on, let's give her a round
good.
Of applause.
That
That's
is
beautiful,
really
right?
good.
That's fantastic. That I mean, I've not heard better.
That is a tough song.
It's very, very difficult.
That was Whitney at her best. That was pre-crack Whitney. You.
Mm-hmm. Bittersweet.
Okay.
memories. That is all I'm taking with me. So goodbye.
Yeah.
Please.
She got that right.
Don't cry.
That's very good.
We both know I'm not what you need. And I will always love you.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
I will always love you.
Oh, that's
treats you kind.
All right, very good. Isn't that lovely?
Well done to Michael Flax and the saxophone in the background.
Yes, beautiful, yeah, Flax. Very nice.
I'm still trying to touch up my skills here.
Oh, wow.
That is.
But well done on the piano there, Mubs.
Not bad.
Singing and piano.
You know,
secret talents.
Sometimes you've just got to enjoy what you've been gifted with.
Embrace it.
And what a song. I think there are going to be a lot of requests for that. You know, your Take Me to Church really got people fired up, but this might be the one that
still a chart topper.
Makes you famous. When you started, though, you were actually really damn good. And then when you hit that chorus, when it goes to, then it just goes stellar.
And then, please
don't cry.
Whitney would be proud.
Oh, sure she would.
She's still alive.
No, she's dead.
Then
remember,
she would
she
be
died
smiling
in
her grave.
Did you just ask if Whitney was still alive?
I'm not a Whitney fan.
Hey, how about that game of yours, Alive or Dead? Have you got it ready?
Pull it up.
Yeah, let's play that now. Who wants to play Alive or Dead?
Yep.
It's Friday.
How does it work again?
Basically, there are a whole lot of names that Flax has in his list, and we have to guess whether or not that person is alive or dead. Because just like Flax asked about Whitney, sometimes you forget. And you think, I don't know if that person's alive or dead. You got it?
Okay, I got it. We're going to start off easy, though, and then we're going to take it up a notch.
All right, so before we start, we're going to need some kind... And by the way, join in at home or in the car. Let's start with the first person on your list. Hit it. Oh, there's Mubs still going. Oh. Oh.
I just think she's watching Common music videos now.
Okay, everybody, are you ready to play a game of Alive or Dead? Hit us, Flax.
Okay, Doris Roberts.
Who is that?
She's that old woman in the... What's her name's, no? The
Everybody
sitcom.
Hates... Yo. Everybody
oh,
loves Raymond.
She's dead.
Oh, yeah,
dead.
Yeah.
She is dead.
Oh.
Another easy one just to warm you up.
Uh-huh.
Shirley Temple.
Dead.
Yep, she's long gone.
You knew.
Christopher Lloyd. Now, he's the doc from Back to the Future.
He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.
That is
he's
correct.
He's alive.
It's alive.
Okay.
Pat Morita. He's a Mr. Miyagi from Karate Kid.
Ooh, good one. Mr. Miyagi. I think
he's
dead.
I'm going to say alive.
I'm going to go alive too.
I'm going to say dead.
He is long gone.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Dead. All right.
Bay Arthur.
Now who?
Bay Arthur.
B. Arthur. We know her. She's dead.
Oh, yeah. She was a golden girl, although she was the Caitlyn Jenner of the bunch, wasn't she?
Hey, just we'll break off from the game for a second. Oh. I saw a headline yesterday. Did you see it?
Uh-oh. Which one?
Yes.
Caitlyn Jenner is thinking of D... What do they call it?
D-transing?
D-transing, basically, yeah. Wouldn't that be interesting? That would make it all about attention seeking.
Well, we're talking about just before we went on air, Flax was mouthing off about something Kardashian related. And Mabs and I basically told him, yeah, it's all good and well liking the stuff, but you know it's like the Truman Show. It's just the skanky version of it. These people live by scripts.
No, it's true.
So Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jennering, or whatever the process will be called, it's just the script.
Well, there we go. That's the truth. It sounds cynical, but that is what has happened.
Gareth, you said it yourself, that I am Kate. If she doesn't show schlong...
Yeah, we don't care anymore.
Like, that show's done.
Nobody cares. Sorry.
Okay, going back to Bruce, the only way that season can get... That show can get in that season.
And by the way, if you think we're always insensitive and stupid about this stuff, because there are a lot of people who think I am, and you're probably right. We're going to have one or two guests in the next while who
probably
will...
Probably right.
Yeah, who help me to understand this. You know, Anastasia, who's on with the sex show occasionally. She's just written a book. So I'm looking forward to reading that. And once I've read it, we can have her in here and she's going to tell me how it all works.
You know, if Caitlin does go back to being Bruce, mm-hmm. she is going to incite a lot of anger in the trans community.
They'll hate her.
Because they'll just look at her and see her as this person who's making a mockery of them.
She'll be enemy number one. All right, Flex, back to your game. What?
Richard Harris. Richard. Now, he is Dumbledore from Harry Potter.
Oh, dead.
No.
Is he the one who recently died?
See, they replaced Dumbledore at some point, right? This is tough. I would say dead. Because they put a new guy in. Unless he is the new guy.
Isn't Dumbledore the principal from Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Okay, no, he's alive.
He's dead.
Ah, you see, they replaced him with a new guy. All right, who else?
Sir Ian McKellen.
Sorry, he's alive. McKellen.
Alive.
Gandalf the Grey.
He is alive and queening.
Yeah, he's around.
Okay, he's alive.
He's out and proud, baby.
He's out and proud.
He probably wasn't out that... I mean, was he always out? He was a gay actor?
He, like, was recent. And by recent, I mean like 10 years ago.
Oh, now he's like, he's at the front of every gay pride march.
He's wearing a rainbow jersey.
I think it was touch and go until he was spotted in New Zealand for like a decade with small boys in the woods. And then it was it. That was it.
No, but that was filming Lord of the Rings, Ben. Let's be fair. And his theme music is even more flamboyant than Sia's, which goes like this.
Oh, man.
That's definitely for you, Sia. All right, back to the game of who's dead and who's alive. Let's go.
Okay, let's make this a bit harder. And then I'm just going to tell you their character name and the thing they're in, not their real name.
Okay.
What about Frank Barone from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, that would be the grumpy father, right? The husband to Doris.
Yeah.
He's alive?
I think he's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, so many dead celebrities. All right, who else?
What about Cleopatra in Cleopatra?
Is that Elizabeth Taylor?
The actual Cleopatra? Because she's dead long ago. We can definitely, I can definitely say that one.
Not the actual Cleopatra.
Oh, Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah, she's gone.
Dead. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, please.
What about Mel Brooks?
No, he's still around.
He's very much alive.
That's true.
Michael, if he dies, there'll be one of those things where Twitter and everyone becomes very nostalgic about him. Like, more so than Prince, maybe.
Right.
Here's a hard one. Bert from Mary Poppins.
Bert from Mary Poppins.
Real name Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, no, dead.
He's dead.
Dead.
He's alive.
What?
According to my stats, he's alive.
Hooray. Who else?
The Elder Rose from Titanic.
Ah, no, that must
the
be...
The old lady.
She's dead.
I mean, she was 1,000, and when they filmed Titanic, that was the 90s.
She has to be dead.
She is dead.
Yeah, sure.
What about the original Batman, Adam West?
Alive.
Are you
know
sure
who that is?
I don't think anyone knows who he is to even know if he's alive or dead.
The first ever Batman.
Alive.
I'd say dead.
He's alive.
There we go.
What about Benson and the voice of Rafiki in The Lion King?
Voice of Rafiki. And Benson. I'd say has to be dead. Benson was so long ago.
Yeah,
he's alive.
No.
His name is Robert Giuliani.
Well, you see, we got to make a fuss of these people while they're still around. Are there any others?
Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch.
I don't know, because we didn't really watch the Brady Bunch.
Which one is Mike? Is he one of the kids or the parents?
Real name Robert Reed.
Okay, but was he one of the parents or was he one of the kids in the Brady Bunch?
Oh, wait,
Bunch?
No. Robert Reed died of... He was HIV positive. No, he died.
Are you sure?
Yes. Robert Reed was gay. And that was a big thing back in the day.
Are you sure about that? Do we know which member of the Brady Bunch he was?
He was the father, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Well, I don't... I'm going to say dead then. I'm going to go with Sia, because Sia probably knows better than the rest of us, right?
He is dead.
A story about a jerk named Brady, who was bringing up three broads as cute as hell.
but he lost his cash with bad investments. The damn stock market fell.
Now the house is in bank foreclosure. They were forced to live in boxes on the street.
Shame you haven't heard this one. This isn't the Brady Bunch, it's the homeless Brady Bunch.
Only rats to eat. Now they're homeless and they are all eating dog food. And we think that little Cindy's selling crack.
Yeah.
But there's hope for the once rich and happy family. Now that little Marsha Brady's coming back, the homeless Brady Bunch. The homeless Brady Bunch.
Now Jan is turning tricks to pay for lunch. Da, 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 da.
Hey lady, got any spare change?
Bobby, is that you? It's me, Marsha, your older sister.
Yeah, it's me, Bobby. You got any money or food?
Cindy, is that you?
I'm so hungry. I can eat a temple.
Greg, is that you?
Can I have your shoes?
Cindy, Greg, you look terrible. Where are Mom and Pop?
Mom died in a snuff film.
Where's Daddy?
That's terrible, right?
He made the stuff film.
And Jan?
And then I need some money.
This is depressing.
Isn't that great?
As depressing as Robin Sexton.
Where's Alice?
We killed her and ate her.
I think I'm going to throw up.
The homeless.
Who wrote this?
Marsha.
The homeless Brady Bunch.
Booger in your nose. Are you going to eat that?
No, I'll dig it out for you. Gee, this is so sad.
The homeless Brady Bunch.
Wow. How's that, huh? Homeless Brady Bunch. Don't you love it? Much better than the original.
When life happens to you.
I heard that so many years ago. I love it still. Someone did a parody, The Homeless Brady Bunch. All right, Flax, who else is on your list of Alive or Dead?
I have two more left. What about Willy Wonka in the classic film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, his name was... he was a comedian, funny guy.
His name was Gene Wilder.
That's it, dead.
Oh, Gene Wilder, yeah, he's definitely gone.
He's alive.
What?
No.
That I don't believe.
Guys can check it out on Google.
Gene Wilder used to star in all those movies with Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not wrong, but according to my facts, yeah, he's alive.
Like the original Wonka?
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, still alive. He's 82. Wonka.
He's it? Yeah.
Look at that.
Get on him.
Wow. All right. You see, you learn something new every day. Who else? Who's the last one?
Sir Roger George Moore.
Roger Moore. Of course he's alive. He's alive. He was... Do you know who Roger Moore was?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh, there's such a gap in your education. We will help you eventually. It's going to take us a lot of time and trouble. He was James Bond.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, come on. Ben, go through the James Bond timeline for us quickly.
Well, Roger was like the Bond of the 80s. He was the steamy guy, and he was in the most Bond movies. So Live and Let Die was his first, and then he was such a doddery old git in the end. He was like 46, and he was seducing girls in the early 20s.
Yeah.
And then eventually they just had to kind of let him go. But he was also famous for being in The Saint. So he was the Saint prior to being Bond.
I thought he was a great Bond.
He was. He was very cool. But he matched the era.
Yeah.
He really did.
And okay, so going through the timeline, it starts with Sean Connery.
Oh, right, yeah. And then it was that Lazenby guy, the Aussie model.
George Lazenby, who did one Bond movie, and nobody liked him.
And then Connery came back for one more, also a bit doddery. And then
he wasn't happy to be there.
And then it was the Moore era, really. And then Timothy Dalton replaced him, and then it was Pierce Brosnan. They were kind of flaky. And then, Daniel Craig was probably the best.
There we go.
I started watching when Daniel Craig came in. I think it was called Quantum or something, that movie.
Quantum of Solace, that was his second one.
Was it Casino Royale?
That was his first, yeah. All those, yeah.
You really think Daniel Craig is the best Bond?
Well, look, it's all because of the time. If you grew up in the 80s and you had hair like him and used lines like him on women, then he would have been the best. For me, my prime was the Daniel Craig era. So it's who you liken. People say Sean Connery was the best because he was the first, but he was too cumbersome. He was too big and bulky and Scottish.
Keep it to yourself.
Not Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, he was Mrs. Doubtfire. Come on. I mean, that guy, he can't do anything else.
All right. I got into an argument the other day about that. Remember we had that discussion about superpowers and what superpower you'd want?
Yeah.
I had a discussion with someone about this the other day, and it became quite heated because is immortality a superpower?
I think it's a curse.
It's definitely a curse.
No.
Who wants to be around
me
and watch everyone you know leave you?
That's not a superpower. You can't use it. It's just there.
Yeah, but Deadpool's immortal because he can't kill him. I mean, he regenerates. He won't die. His cells fix themselves. So it is a superpower.
But Bubs, that's the least of Gareth's worries because he doesn't have anyone really close other than his family.
Exactly.
He keeps everyone else at bay.
And I'll make new friends. Every 100 years, I'll make a new batch of friends.
And then he'll laugh and go, look at age taking you away. Yeah. I was growing bored of you.
And I'll stay the same age. And if you are immortal, what age do you want to be?
Oh, well, you don't want to be an old immortal.
No, I want to be I want to be 29.
Yeah, you've got to still be in your prime.
I reckon now. I wouldn't want to be any other age. I wouldn't want to be younger and I wouldn't want to be older.
I'd like to stay in my teens, go clubbing every weekend. Imagine the clubs in space.
Nah, talk about boring. I mean, you'd get bored with that after 100 years. 100 years of going clubbing. Think about it.
But I'm immortal.
I'd get, please, 100 years of it, you'd get tired. Trust me.
So what are you going to do for 100 years?
Oh, you could do so much.
I just piss people off.
Knowing that you don't have time to worry about. You could do anything.
Yeah.
What would you do, Sia?
No, just piss people off. Like, they can try to slap me, stab me, punch me, shoot me.
You'd be like Deadpool, basically.
Yeah.
Right?
Just go around annoying people. Mm. What I'm already doing.
You're actually going to go crazy because you're going to think all your friends that have died that are not immortal, where are they now? Are they in a better place? Is heaven like this cool place? And you want to go there and you just can't. You can't die.
I don't want to go to heaven. Please, you believe in fairy tales. I want to stay right here as long as I can. Right here is awesome.
Do you never think what it's like in heaven?
No, I don't think there's a heaven. I think when you're dead, it's just all finished. You know me. I don't believe in things that you can't prove. I know lots of people like to think about this. It's wish thinking.
Yeah, I think heaven's just a blank space and you hear Morgan Freeman talking about
I
stuff.
I am very pleased to invite you in. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, that's it.
See, instead of Morgan Freeman, I picture heaven with Dolly Parton. You know that knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door music video with Ladysmith Black Mambazo?
Your heaven would have Dolly Parton. Your heaven would be full of Dolly Parton.
I want to go to Sia's heaven, actually.
Yeah, I think
it would be the best heaven to be in.
Sia's heaven's way better than the one they write about in those books, right? Oh, hell yeah.
Dolly.
Well, you know what? You know what they say about heaven? In the holy books, the Torah, the Quran, and the Bible. Do you know what they say about heaven?
No.
You know what they tell you is in heaven? An eternity of worshipping God. That's all there is. That's all they can promise you. An eternity of worshipping God. That's the big cherry that you're going to bite into.
But I guess we all have a different vision of heaven, which helps us make death and realization easier.
Sure. No, you're 100% right there. What you just said is perfect.
When I go to heaven, I'm going to be passing blunts between Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg while fist-pumping Lil Wayne.
Ah, you see.
Oh, glad you said pumping in there.
Yeah, fist-pumping with Lil Wayne. All right. Wasn't Roger Moore also a Bond, says Tyrell. Yes, Tyrell, we just discussed that. Rian says Robin Williams was Mrs. Doubtfire, Ben.
In Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, wow. Ben. Monra says, Gareth, we demand 90% local music. I just hope this quota for SABC's radio stations doesn't propagate mediocrity because there's so much of it at the moment. We want entertainment, not mediocrity, in terms of South African artists. Yeah. Monwa, I don't know. You know what? Not my horse. Not my horse, not my race. I'm out of there. I left 2 years ago. Bye-bye. Cheers. You look after yourselves. Thanks for coming. Gift says, look, Mubs, your version of I Will Always Love You is good and all, but it was like nails on a chalkboard.
Well, you know,
that's rough.
That's okay.
No appreciation from Gift. He doesn't have an ear.
That's okay, Gift. The song will make you feel a certain way, and that will be different for everyone.
Well, it moved me, Mabali.
Thank you, Ben.
Avi says, hey, look, it's way better than Take Me to Church. And Lindsay says, thank goodness it's the weekend. These full weekdays with no holidays are tough. Stay warm, people. Apparently, it's going to be cold and wet this weekend.
Ooh, but last night was cold, ne?
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I put another and wet.
I put another blanket on the bed because I refuse to have an electric blanket until June.
Okay, you refuse.
I made these stupid rules for myself. I'm going to stick to them. So I'm doing it. All right, here's something you need to know. Who is your one-stop shop for all the branding requirements in the world? Branded Petal, of course, for a massive basket of goods, from embroidery to pull-up banners to vehicle decals to mugs. Anywhere you need your logo put, these guys can do. Branded Petal will bring your brand to life. Mention Cliff Central when you place your order. You will get a 25% discount on already great prices. Email info@thebrandedgroup.co.za. That's info@thebrandedgroup.co.za. It's Branded Petal. They will help you with everything you need in terms of, you know, corporate ID, letterheads and logos on signs and logos on backdrops and logos on cars and pretty much everything. Branded Petal, all right? If you mention us, Cliff Central, when you place your order, you get 25%. You get a quarter off the price. That's great value for money. So do it as soon as you can. When we come back in a moment or two, do you know what we'll do?
We'll get into the sport.
Yeah, a lot of people complaining yesterday that Ben was not here for the sport, and we didn't even try and replace him. And people were furious.
Wow, what a shocker.
What? What's a shocker?
You guys not going to try do it yourself.
You know what, Ben? Don't take it so serious. You know what? I'm going to let you go straight into the sport. Let's find out what's going on the playing fields and what we can look forward to this weekend. Here's The Bounce. Follow The Bounce on Twitter and thebounce.co.za.
Well, the World Health Organization, Gareth, they said, you know, there's been various things about the whole Zika virus.
Yeah.
They said, look, it's really, really serious. Stay away from poor and overcrowded areas.
Oh, the poor. It's always the poor, right?
So if the World Health, say, World Health Organization, stay away from poor people, then, well, you have to do it, unfortunately. Now, if you go to Rio, most of Rio is overcrowded and poor. So it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be like playing hopscotch. But you've got less squares. That's pretty much what Rio 2016 is going to be, because if you get near these poor people, they're going to cough and things and stuff, and then before you know it, you've got that Julian Barra or Zika. And because you can actually transmit it sexually in the semen, you should not have sex with poor people either. This is the World Health Organization speaking, not me. So stay away from poor people, even if they are good looking.
All right.
Tough, isn't it? Anyway, Rugby. Big weekend of Super Rugby. This week, Alistair Coetzee was going around the country, and he will continue to do so when other teams get back from their tours. He's basically been meeting the unions, saying what he wants to do, what his expectations are for the first year as the BOC coach, which is really cool, which kind of confirms that he is the right guy for this job, I reckon.
Do the little thing! Boom!
He's a good people's person, and he is being very upfront with how he wants to go about selecting his team. First test under the new coach will be against Ireland, and that's next month. But to look at this weekend's fixtures, what an absolute banger we have. First one up, Highlanders versus the Crusaders. Now, when you think that a New Zealand derby, you always think it's going to be very exciting, high scoring, all that kind of stuff. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same one here. Basically, though, the Highlanders kick more than any other team in the entire tournament. The entire tournament. There was a very interesting stat that they've got the second worst possession stakes in the whole thing. The Kings have the least amount of ball because they're the shittest. But the Highlanders kick away the ball all the time. But the thing is, with these New Zealand derbies, unlike the SA derbies or the Aussie derbies, these high-pressure matches just bring out the best in these guys because they love the big stage. So it will be an exciting running affair and will be played at the Highlanders greenhouse. So Crusaders really up against it. But the Crusaders have been so bloody good this year. So many star-studded matchups there. It's like a massive trial game for the All Blacks when you look at the fly half, scrum half options. Then even as far back as like you're looking at the two best fullbacks, I think, in New Zealand rugby. So 9:35 this morning. If you've got a sort of job that you don't care too much about.
9:35 today.
Yeah. If you've got a job you don't care too much about, or there's a meeting which can really wait till Monday, I suggest you watch this match. It'll probably be one of the best of the weekend, if not the best. Then we've got the Rebels versus the Brumbies, which will be neither of those things. 11:45, maybe on to Saturday. Hurricanes versus the Reds. Now, the Hurricanes had a wobble last week against the Sharks. They're now back at home and will be too good for the Reds. That's 9:35 on Saturday. Then we got the Waratahs versus the Bulls. Now, the Waratahs have definitely kicked on. They had a really good win against the Stormers in SA, which kind of showed that the season has turned around a hell of a lot. So look for them to be a little bit too strong against the Bulls there. The Bulls started their tour well, but then last week they were a bit limp. 11:45 that match on Saturday. The Sun Wolves versus the Stormers. Yes, the Sun Wolves play the Stormers twice. What a bonus the Stormers fixture list is this year. They don't have to play any New Zealand teams.
They don't play anyone from New Zealand. You told us the other day, and I still can't get over that.
Well, this elongated, expanded, bloated system means that you have to rotate around different teams. But what a win, though. You get to play the Sunwolves twice. Imagine.
You just rack up points.
Yeah, good
what
thing.
What a pleasure.
So they'll go to Singapore, which will be always a nice trip for these guys, and expect the Stormers to win that one by, well, if they don't win it by 20 or more, you got to think it's a bit of a loss. Anyway, big bonus point opportunity there. That's 5-2 on Saturday. So nice sort of midday, 11:45 for the Bulls. And 5-2 the Stormers. Then we go back to SA, and it's the Cheetahs versus the Kings.
Right.
The Cheetahs will win that one. That's 5-5. Then we got the Lions versus the Blues in the big SA Saturday match. Blues are a big and bustly side. Lions, well, you know, they've got a lot to prove. This was their season to really announce that they are the better team than they've been for so many years now. All the experience of this one unit playing together for 3-4 years. But, and I'll give Bob Skinsey credit for this. He made a very good point this week that the Lions just haven't got a lot of experience in winning the big matches, so they will come unstuck in the season. And they have already against the Hurricanes, they have already against the Crusaders. They were good against the local teams, but you need to beat the New Zealand teams because that's what you really measured against. The Blues, they're the worst of the New Zealand teams, which still means they're pretty good, but the Lions should be too strong here. Then a very interesting match to round off the weekend. It's the Jaguars at home against the Sharks. Sharks, well, this game will be at 20-11 Saturday night. The Jaguars, they have had a mixed bag of a season with more bad than good. The Sharks, they seem to be kind of hitting form at the right time. Pat Lambie is back. He's leading the team from the fly-off position. It's a pretty good side. They've got a nice mix of youth and experience there. And, last week's win against the Hurricanes showed they really are a decent side. Jaguars, well, they'll just look to spoil, really. I think this is very much a fact-finding mission this season. So, got to say, the Sharks played like they did last week, and Jaguars have no chance. This game is going to be maybe 5-8 points margin tops, and you've got to favor the Sharks, I reckon. Then in the sevens, it's the Paris Sevens, Gareth, and that means it is the second last tournament before the Olympics. The Olympics, where you must at all times avoid poor and overcrowded areas.
Let's remind everybody, who must you avoid?
The poor and overcrowded. That's World Health Organization's latest warning. So the Paris Sevens, then it's the English Sevens, and then it's over to Rio. So, it's a big thing for the Blitzbocker. They currently trail Fiji at the top of the standings there by 8 points. So they really should kick on. They've had so many good opportunities this year. They just haven't been able to convert them, which is a bit sad. But into football we must go. And Everton has finally culled their coach, their manager, Martinez. You know, it's, as I've said many times, it's such a great time of the season because fan emotion is what really drives this English Premier League. All the leagues are good. All the leagues have star-studded talent, but no one has fans like the English Premier League. And Arsenal Fan TV has been the pioneer of this. But we look around the stadium, there's always this guy must go, or that guy's crap, and that kind of stuff. So the Everton coach has not had a good run of things. They're a decent side. They've got a bit of money. They're always going to be in the Premier League. They look to be stalwarts of this league. But they didn't get the coming of the goods in FA Cup. They've lost everything else, and they've been a downward spiral. So they sort of lower middle table, these guys. And what would have been the most depressing match of the season, you would have had Everton with a manager no one likes and Norwich who are relegated. But it's been the humane thing of the Everton board to cull Martinez now. So he's going to be gone, and they're just going to go play on Saturday. Play like young boys, jumpers for goalposts kind of thing. But people are saying, wouldn't it be great to get Rafael Benitez to come in? We all know Newcastle's been given the chop now, right? Sunderland winning midweek means that Newcastle are gone. So all three teams to be relegated, we all know their fate already. It's Aston Villa, Newcastle, and Norwich. So all the people from Newcastle are pleading, saying, please, Rafa, please stay.
Rafa.
please stay. We love you. We'll make a statue of you. Everyone will name streets after you. Whatever it takes, just please stay and guide us back to the promised land. Because First Division is not great. And when you're a team like Newcastle, with the support base that Newcastle's got, it's a real big ego trip to fall to go into this league. So whether Benitez will stay there or whether he'll go to Everton, that is a really big talking point, which the answer might not be very soon, but who knows? It's an interesting thing.
So all right.
A pick of the matches for Saturday. All the matches of Saturday are at the same time. Now, unfortunately, the league has been decided. Relegation teams have been decided already. 4 o'clock on Saturday, a pick of the matches here. West Brom versus Liverpool, Swansea versus Man City, Stoke versus West Ham, Newcastle versus Spurs. If Spurs do get a point here, they'll finish second. It'll be the first time in 21 years that they'll beat Arsenal, which is such a big deal for these guys because it's like the old foes, you know, the big London derby. Mm-hmm. Man United versus Bournemouth, Chelsea versus Leicester, the current champions versus the past champions, and then Arsenal will take on Aston Villa. So if you look at the log, Leicester have won this one, 80 points already. Tottenham, 70 points. Now, Arsenal, if Tottenham lose to Newcastle, I highly doubt it, and Arsenal can win this one, they got a 71 points, which means they'll trump Spurs. But then you've got Man City and Man United fighting out for that all-important fourth position. So, Man City 2 points ahead. Man United will be playing against... who have they got? I just said it. Oh, I've gone blank. Oh, they're home to Bournemouth. Okay, so they should win that one. But then Man City have got Swansea. So... well, looks like the Manchester United might not be in the European running here. West Ham, everyone forgets about West Ham. They're on 62 points. That's just one behind Man City. And West Ham have they have Stoke away. Very, very interesting to see what those three teams can do. So last round of matches, Saturday at 4 o'clock. Locally, we've got the Nedbank Cup. And that's very exciting because it's knockout tournament, of course. Semi-final stage Nedbank Cup. Free State Stars take on Orlando Pirates Saturday at 3 o'clock. And then Sivasspor United versus Baroka FC at 8:50. Now, Baroka is going to be in the PSL next year. They're topping the National First Division right now. And if they can get into the final or win this Nedbank Cup, what an amazing season it's going to be for them. But where the title is to be decided this week is in La Liga, the Spanish league. We've got Barcelona who are on top, and then Real Madrid are 1 point behind. Both teams are playing away over the weekend, right? So if one loses, the other one wins, they get the title. 4:30 on Saturday, Granada will host Barcelona, and then at 4:55, Deportivo La Coruña, they'll host Real Madrid. Barcelona win, they're the champions. If they lose, or if they draw, and Real Madrid win, well, Real will get the title.
Huh.
In tennis, Rome Masters. How exciting is this, right? So Federer, Wawrinka, and Berdic all took a clap yesterday, so they're out. But now, the quarterfinal draw. Now, bear in mind, French Open very, very soon now. Literally just space a couple of weeks. Novak Djokovic will take on Rafael Nadal. Nadal will be pulling his jocks out of his ass against what is comfortably the best tennis player in the world right now. But can he convert on clay? This is the big question. So playing in this tournament now, if Djokovic wins this one, then I would say dead set cert for French Open. But he's got a real tough draw because if he guys gets through the Nadal challenge, he'll take on the winner of Dominic Thiem and Kei Nishikori. Now, Thiem just beat Federer, and Kei Nishikori's been shit hot all season, so that's a real tough draw. Other side of the draw, we've got Lucas Pouille versus Juan Monaco. And the other side of there will be David Goffin versus Andy Murray. Now, David Goffin just beat Berdych 6-love, 6-love. Will he do the same against Andy Murray? Will the world hope so? But that's the Rome Masters. So if you're into tennis, real big thing this weekend. Also in Spain will be the Spanish Grand Prix. Now, 43 points, what everyone's talking about. That's what Nico Rosberg's lead is over second place, Lewis Hamilton. He's won 4 in a row this season, 7 in total since last season. He's chasing the magical 9, which was from Sebastian Vettel's 2013 season, where he won 13 Grand Prix in one season. But the interesting thing about the Spanish Grand Prix is in the last 9 years in Barcelona, there has been 9 different winners. So, yeah. This is what Formula One needs. They need variety. And could this just be the one that you will get the variety in? Very interesting that. Finally, Gareth Golf is the Players' Championship. It is one of the biggest tournaments of the year. It is the USPGA's tour. Essentially, it is their flagship thing. Jason Day came out yesterday, -9, 63. Only one of 5 players to ever shoot this number at this tournament. He is the world number one. And he is leading the strongest field in golf, essentially. -7, 2 shots back, you'll find Tringale, Lowry, Rose, Haas, and Steele, and the top of the SA boys, 6 under, Ernie Els, What a great score that is. It's a fascinating golf course, this TPC at Sawgrass. You need to be a real good ball striker. Length doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have an advantage here. So this is a great tournament for the weekend. Further guys, more notable names. Even par, you've got Jordan Spieth, Brendan Grace, defending champ Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, and Louis Oosthuizen. So huge weekend of sport ahead. So much to talk about, so much to get through. Every single field has something. And that's it.
Apparently, you mentioned certain fixtures were on Saturday. They turn out to be on Sunday. Nick and Gavin correcting you.
Oh, crap. Well done, Nick and Gavin. Thank you.
And then this interesting email or message came through rather on Twitter from Samu, who said that while you were talking about Sir Roger Moore earlier, she has a picture of herself standing on James Bond Island
in Thailand.
Yeah. In 1974, they filmed something there. And that's her connection to Roger Moore. Very nice. Okay, by the way, today is Friday the 13th. Does that worry you? Does that mean bad news? Are you superstitious about Friday the 13th? Do you give a damn? I don't. If you see a black cat today crossing the road, or you hear a witch cackling on a broom. I haven't seen a witch for a long time, I've got to be honest. When last did you see a good witch, Mums?
You know, they're kind of like zombies on their way out.
Yeah, they're not really a big deal anymore.
Mm-mm.
All right, it's time for Anthea. Let's get into that. There's a new theme song for Anthea. Well, same song, different arrangement. I promise you we get a different version every day. I can't even play all of them. There's just not enough time.
Okay, and every time I hear one, it's my new favorite.
Yeah.
That's definitely my new favorite.
Oh, you like this one, huh?
Oh, yes.
Okay, what do we need to know?
Yeah, so yesterday all the excitement from Wednesday was kind of washed out of the market. The market was down 1.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Resources were probably the hardest hit. The index was down 2.5%. Poor Anglo-American, they were down 7% again.
Yeah.
I know. So at the beginning of the year, this is a share that was trading at 65 Rand at the beginning of the year. Then it went as high as 163 Rand. It's come off again. It's now 125 Rand. So all over the place. I'm not surprised it's coming off, though. You know, we've been speaking about this for a while now. But if you look at the 5 or 2 year graphs, you'll see it's actually even more puzzling. So in June 2008, it traded at 505 Rand a share.
Mm-hmm.
And then in January of this year, it traded as low as 57 Rand a share.
Oh, that is a huge decrease.
And that's just indicative of what's happened in the commodities and resource cycle. We really are... And of course, now everyone's going, are we at the bottom of the cycle? So I guess that shares the real kind of indicator or benchmark, if you like.
And then, of course, the follow-up questions, if we're at the bottom of the cycle, do we buy these shares?
Yes.
You're not tempted, I'm guessing.
Not yet. I'm not tempted yet.
How low would they have to go for you to want to pick them up?
It's not about how low the share will go. It's about what changes fundamentally in the global economy. So I want to see real growth out of China and the US. I want to see a little bit of a turnaround in Europe. So Europe is really on the edge. They don't know if they're going to grow or contract. And so that it's about that. That's what I'm looking for. So I think the share will be volatile. You know, if you're a trader, this is a great share to trade, because if you bought it at the beginning of January, you would have tripled your money almost. And
right.
If you hadn't sold out, you would have lost some. But do you know what I'm saying? So you can get that short-term gain or loss. But for me as an investor, I want to see strong fundamentals. That's what I'm looking for. And I haven't seen it yet. I mean, we had a decent number out of the US yesterday. But still, we keep getting one day good, one day bad. I don't know.
You know what? I keep quoting this wise woman called Anthea Gardner, who says it's a marathon, not a race, that you're in it for the long haul. Yeah.
There we go. That is true. But Gareth, we saw mining production numbers out yesterday, South African numbers.
Mm-hmm.
March saw an 18% year-on-year decline. I mean, okay, so there were a few public holidays in March, but 18% is much more than kind of the holidays will allow for. So now we've got low volumes, we've got low prices, and I'm talking commodities here. That's going to lead to job losses, undoubtedly. And you know, commodities makes up about 50% of South Africa's export earnings.
Mm-hmm.
I saw an economist yesterday predicting that this number, this mining production lower number, would take 1.4% off GDP growth. We don't actually have 1.5% to give.
That would put us in negative territory.
Well, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying he's predicting that for this year the economy will contract by 0.9%. So he's talking recession, a word we don't particularly like.
I met the editor of Forbes Africa yesterday. And we were Chris Bishop, we were talking about the same thing.
So, and what does he think? Are we in for a recession? Or?
Oh, you will have to listen to the interview. It's coming up in a week's time.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay, thank you very much. And then, of course, Dilma Rousseff got suspended yesterday. So the Brazilian Bovespa was up another 1%. So now, year to date, the Bovespa is up 22%. And if you compare that with other markets, the US has only gained 1%. We're up barely 2% for the year.
Yeah.
So the real's 12% weaker for the year, whereas the rand 3% weaker. So definitely, I understand they're the same as us. You know, the weaker currency definitely helps their equity market. But I'm pretty sure it's more than just a weaker rand in Brazil. It's them getting rid of a corrupt leader that has helped their equity market.
Well, isn't it interesting, though, that what you lose in the swings, you gain in the roundabouts as a country. So their currency has suffered a lot more than ours, but their stock market has done a whole lot better than ours.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but it's because they're the same as us. They're a rand-hedged, commodities-based economy.
Right. That's so people who are putting their money into the stock exchange rather than into foreign exchange, that's where it pays off.
Yeah. I know we only ever talk about stocks, but, you know, there are kind of other things to think about, sort of fixed income and currency and property and all those. You really do need to have a diversified portfolio. I think we just talk about stocks because they're much more exciting.
Well, they are. And also that's what you do every day. And that's where you kind of give us the expertise that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am also a fixed income portfolio manager, just for the record. Okay. So I do trade bonds.
Yeah, we were talking to Tito Mboweni about the introduction of those first sovereign bonds back in 1994. And it was quite an interesting story to hear about how he had to fly over to America, what they sold them for initially.
Huge spreads, right?
Right, absolutely. Fascinating. I had no idea that any of that had happened. I mean, obviously, economists at the time were talking about it. But, you know, it's amazing how quickly we forget.
Absolutely. But I think what's happening now, Pravin Gordhan is doing pretty much the same. But so Tito was probably first, if you like. And now Pravin Gordhan's following, following in his footsteps and going, oh, please buy South African government bonds, which is what Tito did in 94, was it? Yeah.
Right.
It's the same idea. You know, you go off and you sell debt.
What are we expecting today?
I think we're going to be lower. The US was lower yesterday. Apple was a huge drag on the S&P. And then really? Asia's a bit lower as well this morning, which is a bit of a shame. But that's how it is.
Question from Kala, who says, please ask Anthea what she knows about the PSG company that does solar, but now have launched the Tesla Powerwall competitor. It's called an Icon.
The PSG company, the energy company they're invested in.
Correct.
Yes, so I know about it. It's an unlisted company. In fact, I was looking at it yesterday. What a coincidence. Hmm. In fact, no, I wasn't looking at the energy company. I was looking at PSG. So they also have this business impact, this learning business, and the energy business that is kind of makes up a portion of PSG's earnings. I don't know the company, the underlying company very well, but I actually do have plans to look into it. You know, so of course, we have to value PSG by kind of their Caro, their Capitec, and all their other listed stuff, but this is one of their unlisted businesses. I will tell you on Monday what I think of the company.
Okay.
Because they're not listed, I don't necessarily think I'll find financial statements, but I can make a good guess by what PSG have said about it, whether or not it's worth buying into.
Excellent. All right, Anthea, anything else?
No, that's it. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Very cool. Thank you, Anthea Gardner, with the money shot. Ta-da!
Do you want to know some behind the scenes that happens before Anthea goes on?
Tell me.
So we chat for about 10 minutes before she goes on, and I ask her to like check out if like Jay-Z's record label's doing well, how 50 Cent's vodka company's doing. Soulja Boy just signed a big deal. Did his record label increase their share price and stuff like that?
And how does she respond? Does she laugh?
Well, she's like, okay, let me check that out. And she's like, oh, that's actually publicly listed. Seems to be doing quite well. And then we have a discussion about 50 Cent for like 10 minutes.
Poor Anthea.
I know, shame. I really feel bad. And then she has to come on and be serious with you guys.
Oh, yeah, because we're so serious. Starting off every time with she works hard for the money. Yeah. Would you, if you had $1 million right now, would you invest it with Jay-Z? With Dr. Dre? Or with, let me think. Who else is in that kind of game?
There's Birdman.
Would you, okay, would you invest with Birdman?
So Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Birdman, or who was the third one?
Dr. Dre.
Shit, that's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's had more successful business dealings?
Dre, the richest of all.
Then that's who I'm going with.
That's it. You got to go with that, right?
I wouldn't invest with Jay-Z because Beyonce is going to bitch slap him one of these days and lose all his money and his teeth.
You think?
No, but what about Diddy?
Oh, Diddy's a good one.
Actually, yeah, put Diddy instead of Birdman in there.
He's the money man.
Okay.
I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
You don't even know. Is it too? That's the hardest question I've ever asked you?
It's so much of a muchness that they all, I want to invest with them all. Like, I don't want to betray Dre by going with Jay, and I don't want to betray Jay by going with Diddy.
People are about to kill themselves in their cars. Let's stop. When we come back in a moment or two, we'll have some news with Mabale Maloy, right? CliffCentral.com.